Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is a good day. Today is a mighty good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has created this day, not us. We have not created this day, but he has created this day. And we thank him. We thank him for everyone that's present here this evening, and we ask for your blessings to continually flow. The blessings that God has in store for you. Yes, yes, yes. We ask, we ask. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15 and 13. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God. Come, oh God, before your throne of grace and your throne of mercy, God, asking you right now in the name of Jesus to forgive us, oh God, for any sins that we have committed, sins that are knowing and sins that are unknowing, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to pull down the strongholds, oh God, strongholds that try to beset us, oh God. We ask you right now, God, to lead and guide us, Master, into all truths, oh God. Direct our path, God. Show us that we will have joy. That joy is on the other side. And we're going to get on the other side. Hallelujah. That's where we're planning to go. That's where this journey will take us, on the other side. As we continue to make Jesus a popular figure in the hearts, in the minds of men. We thank you, God. We thank you, Master, for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Yes, we do. We thank him. We thank him. And we just bless his holy name. Oh, yes, we bless his holy name. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace. In believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we got to have the Holy Spirit. Got to have him. That you may abound in hope. Oh, yeah, hope. Hope is something that you may not see. But hope is something that you feel. Hope is something that you determine to strive for, knowing that it will eventually manifest. Hallelujah. Whatever the hope that you have in whatever it is, whatever that God has put on your heart to have hope in. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Because we know that we have hope in him. We have hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's where our hope lies. Yes, yes, yes. And we just thank him. We thank him. Because you can go through trouble and not be troubled. Did you hear what I said? You can go through it. But you don't have to feel troubled. Think about that. Think about that. Yeah. God is an almighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give him praise. We give him praise. And we thank him. We thank him for things that are seen and things that we don't see. We thank him. Why? Because we know that he's working it out on our behalf. Yeah, yeah. He is. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And we stand on that, and we believe in that. We walk in that. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we give him praise today. We give him praise. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looked like, we give him praise. And we thank him in advance for what he's doing, for what he's going to do. We just give him praise. Yes, yes, yes. Listen to this. Listen to this. We all have days when we feel this is the end of the rope. We have those days where we feel this is it. This is the end of the rope. I've done everything humanly possible to survive, and now the end has come. The end has come. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what direction. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. We get there. We've gotten to this place. Well, I want to remind you that the end you're looking at just may be pruning your new root, which is coming up, which is appearing. It just may be pruning out of the ground as it springs forth new joy, new peace, plenty of what? Plenty of rest. Rest in him. And endless, listen to this, I said endless favor. Yeah, yeah. The end that you're looking at could be a root that is pruning up. You know, a root, have you ever seen a root when something is growing and it's under the, it's in the soil and it's the dirt is on top and the root tries to push up. It's pruning up. Yeah, so your root just may be something new. Something new, I said, coming up, springing forth, new joy, new peace, and plenty of rest, and endless favor. So is anybody ready? Is there anybody ready to receive the manifestations that are present? In this chapter of Jeremiah, this is where we're getting ready to go, Jeremiah chapter 18, it shows us how to reach out and grab the blessing. But some of us refuse to reach. You see, when that root is pruning up, it's trying to show itself, it's trying to appear, some of us try to push it back down. Yeah, some of us push it back down. Well, here we see there was a nation that had turned away from God. Very similar. Pushing the root back down in the soil. Not listening. Not listening to what God has to say, but adopting the false doctrine from the false prophets and listening and worshiping idol gods. Now, we see this today. This is nothing new. I am not speaking another language. Many worship idol gods on Sundays. Many worship idol gods when it's Bible study time. You find something else to do. You need to go to the shopping mall. You need to go to the grocery. You need to wash your car on Sunday. You need to vacuum it out. You need to get your hair. You are worshiping idol gods. Simple as that. Idol gods you are worshiping. We see the nation torn away, completely torn away from God. We're looking at that right now. Hate is on a rampant. It's rampant. Hate. Hate is rampant. You can't find a kind word. A kind word is very hard to find. When you hear a kind word, when you hear someone say Jesus, you know you've heard gold. This was gold to you because you don't hear it too often. So when you hear it, this is music. Oh, it brings you into a different place. It makes you want to see who was that, who said that. Yes, because not too often today do you hear anyone, with a kind word, a kind gesture, to something loving and some showing some kind of kindness, being considerate. Very rare, very rare. When we hear of people going out their way to feed people, to start a feeding program, and then they begin to feed people. This lady said just recently that she was feeding people regardless of your race or your color. She didn't care who you voted for. It was none of that to her. She was feeding. Why? Because of her heart. And when I saw that, I said, that is Jesus. That is what Jesus looks like. That is what the church is supposed to be. Did you hear what I said? That's him. He has no concern about politics. He has no concern about the color of your skin. He wants to feed you. He wants to give you some nourishment for your body's sake, for you to be able to sustain and work and care and take care of your family. This is what this lady said. And she mentioned not anything. She never said anything about Jesus. But the attribute of Jesus was highly, I said highly on display. It was on display. Because that is what the church, that is what the church is supposed to look like. She didn't care about color of skin. She didn't care about nationality. She wanted to just give you something to eat. And then she went so far to say she'd see you the next day. And how God was continuing blessing this lady, blessing her with food, blessing her with plenty. Why? Because she was giving it out. She wasn't holding it back. She was giving it. This is what the church is supposed to look like. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. This is what it's supposed to look like. This is what Jesus is all about. When he fed those thousands that he fed, he didn't say, who did you vote for? He didn't say, what is your nationality? He just said, sit down. Those were his words. Glory to God. In Jeremiah chapter 18, we see here in verse 1 that God is talking. The Lord is talking here, and he says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah. And it came to Jeremiah from the Lord. And it said that God is speaking that we should be what? We should be quiet? Glory to God. Be quiet and listen. Do we do that? Do we really listen to be quiet? He told him to go to the potter's house. And there he said, I will give my message. He's going to give my message at the potter house. Why? This is what we're going to look and see. Why the potter house? So God is trying to speak. So are we listening to what he's trying to say to us? Are we listening to what he's saying, or are we over-talking God? So I went down, he said. So I went down to the house. I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working. Yeah, I saw him working at the wheel. Mm-hmm. Think about that. He's working at the wheel. Those of you who used to were little and used to play with clay, your parents used to go to the store, and those were one of the things that you wanted. You wanted a pack of clay, and you would play with the clay. Sometimes you could add a little water to the clay, and you would roll it up. And, you know, some people like to just play with the clay in their hand, and just the feel of the clay, make little objects with the clay. So here we see this was a potter. Yeah, and he was molding and shaping the clay. Verse 4 says, but the potter he was shaping with the clay was myrrh, and in his hand. So the potter formed it unto another pot, shaping it as seen best to him. Now, you know, when you were little, if you were trying to shape something and it didn't go right, like I said, sometimes you had to add a little water to that, or then if you didn't add a little water to it, then you may have to add a little more clay to that batch because you're trying to make something even get harder. You know, sometimes you would leave the clay for a couple of days for the object to even get hard. Think about that, how we used to play with the clay. So it says here that the clay has to become workable. Huh? It has to become workable, where one is able to shape and mold the clay and behind work it unto an object. You're trying to make something. You're trying to create. Yeah. Verse 5 says, then the voice of the Lord said, How many people want to hear the voice of the Lord? Hallelujah. How many people want to hear what the Lord has to say? The voice of the Lord said, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter is doing? Look at this. What is the potter doing? He's molding and he's shaping and he's going back and forth and trying to create. Huh? He's trying to create until he get it what? He's trying to get it right. Huh? He's trying to make it stand. He want to make something out of this. So he's constantly shaping it and taking it loose and adding something to it. Yeah. So when we're being cared for, yeah, this is what's happening here. When you're being cared for, it may not feel so good. It may not feel good while you're being molded, while you're being shaped. But when it's all over, did you hear what I said? But when it's all over, hallelujah, hallelujah, the clay, the mold, it begins to bring in a shape. It begins to form an object. Verse 6 says, the house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter is doing? Can I do that? Can I do that with you? Can I mold you? Can I shape you? Will you allow me? Glory to God. Look who's talking. The one who created us. The one who created us all in his image is asking us, can he reshape us? Can he redo us? Will we allow it? See, he's not forcing himself on us, but he's asking, can I? Like the clay in the potter's hand. Think about the clay. The clay that's in a potter's hand that could be too soupy, it could be too watery, or it could be too thick. Yeah. The same hands that God wants to use to mold and shape us, just like the potter's hands. Will we allow this? Will we give permission to God? Yes, mold me, Lord. Mold me and shape me, oh God. Will we do that? Will we cry out in such a way that he will know that we are sincere, that this is a sincere cry of repentance? Yeah. Now, if God can't get your attention, if he can't get your attention one way, listen to this. He's God. Remember that. He's God. So there will be another way, because there is always another plan, because he is God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Remember that. He's God. He is the creator. Verse 7 says, a nation can be uprooted, torn down, and completely destroyed if it becomes what? If it becomes necessary. If it becomes extremely necessary, he's saying, I have the power that I can take and uproot it. I can uproot you. I can tear you down. I can completely destroy you because you refuse to listen to me. Glory to God. Think about that. Think about that. Think about how many times that God has been patient with us and we have done many things where God had to come and remove us. He had to come and tear us down. He had to bring fires. He had to bring tornadoes. He had to bring floods to get our attention. And then we only give it to him for a little while. Did you hear what I said? A little while. mold me, God. Prune me, God. How about the nation? Who has ever heard anything like that? He says, go find out. Alert them. A most horrible thing has been done by the version of Israel. Oh, God is talking right now, y'all. He's talking. And he's talking about the virgins. He's talking about those who are supposed to be chastened, those who are supposed to be clean, those who are supposed to be holy. He's talking about that. Yeah, yeah. Verse 14 says, does the snow of Lebanon ever vanish from its rocky slopes? No, no. Do it cool waters from the distant sources ever cease to flow? Do it ever stop blowing? No, no, it does not. 15 says, yet my people have forgotten me. Huh? They burn incense to worthless idols. Huh? They wake up talking to idol gods. They stumble in their ways. They refuse to what? Listen to me. I am the potter. I am the potter because I formed the clay. I created the clay. I created man. I created him in my image. But you refuse to listen to me. Earlier we were talking about what? A new way. A new peace. Plenty of rest. And endless favor. The only way that we can get these items, the only way we can be blessed in this way is to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our Lord. Obey is better than disobeying God. Obey, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. This is what, in 2 Samuel, obedience is better than sacrificing. Obeying God is better. It has always been better. And it will always be better to listen to what God has to say. To be obedient to him. To avoid punishment in such a great way. To bear the disobedience. To learn how to trust God. To learn how to have a relationship with him. Verse 16 said that the land will be what? It will be made waste, the land of lasting scores. Everyone who sees this and passes by will be appalled and will shake their heads. We see that today. When we have many devastations, we see many disasters, and people walk by and they see, wow, what could have happened? Huh? But they only think about it for a little while. So let's stop. Let's stop here for just a minute and think about the devastations that we've seen. Huh? Are we not the result of the devastation? Are we not the result? Many of us are the results of Katrina, which was the most devastating disaster in the country. We experienced that, how we were uprooted, and some of us are still uprooted. Mark 11 and 20 reminds us that Jesus cursed the fig tree. The fig tree. Why was the fig tree cursed? Why was the fig tree cursed? Mark 11 verse 20 says, in the morning as they went alone, they saw the fig tree. It had withered from the root. It was dead. It was dead. There was nothing living. There was nothing alive. Huh? The fig tree. It wasn't producing. Certainly, we do not want to be fig trees. We do not want to be cursed. We want to have the joy and the peace and the longevity and the favor of God. Listen to what I'm saying, people. Listen to me. There are many reasons why things happen, and we may not ever understand. But God, did you hear what I said? But God, learn how to have a covenant relationship with him. Learn how to have a covenant relationship with God. Look at verse 18, and it says here, they said, come, let's make plans against Jeremiah. These were the people. These were the children. For the teaching of the law by the priests will not be lost, nor will counsel for the wise, nor the word from the prophets. So come, let's attack him with our tongues and pay no attention to anything he says. Are we a part of that? Are we walking in that? Are we the children of the Most High God? Having itchy ears where we're running after all strange doctrine? And we're not being receptive to what the Spirit has to say to us? Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. We have no need to be cursed by the fig tree. We have no need. We desire to have a life, what? That is pleasing unto God. That's what we desire to live. We desire to have a life pleasing to God. And one of the ways to live that life is to have a covenant agreement with God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come together and learn more about you. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless us, oh God, in the way that you see fit. Open up that we may receive your word. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Sunday evening and tomorrow morning, Saturday morning with God Favorite Ministries and Saturday evening with the Children Ministry. Yes, yes, we are just blessed and highly favored. We're highly favored. Whenever we're walking with God, whenever we're talking with him, whenever we in the covenant agreement with him, we can get all for the Father's will. We can get off of the will of the potter. Amen? And we all said amen. Remember that we are blessed. We are blessed when we walk and when we talk and when we trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We look forward to having you back here with us. Amen.